Georgia Supreme Court, Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 68, slide. Here is the extracted text from the image. To judge the jury at all times when he was present, deported themselves as honest, honorable, conscientious, unbiased, and unprejudiced jurors, and at no time were any of said jurors guilty of any misconduct within his presence or knowledge. Drew Liddell makes the following aff, and Vitt deposing and saying as follows, that he is a deputy sheriff of Fulton County, Georgia, and was on duty constantly during the trial of the above-stated case. On Friday, August 22nd, and Saturday, August 23rd, 1913, deponent, with other deputies, accompanied the jury to and from the German Cafe, and was with them at the time of the alleged demonstration at the corner of Hunter and South Pryor Streets. Deponent says that at the lunch hour, on both occasions, the jury were beyond the hearing of the crowd. When the alleged demonstrations took place, if in fact any demonstrations did take place, deponent says that when the jury had entered the private dining room in the rear of the German Cafe on Saturday, August 23rd, that he was outside of the dining room, in the act of entering the same, that he heard a slight commotion in the front of the building, but the jury had passed into the dining room, and he is sure did not hear and could not have heard said demonstration, which was scarcely audible in the rear of the building where said dining room was located. Deponent, with other deputies, was in charge of said jury on various occasions during the trial, and at no time, so far as this deponent knows or believes, certainly not when deponent was with them, was any effort made to communicate with the jury by any persons other than a court officer in the discharge of his duty. At no time during said trial was any cheering, applause, or other demonstration made within the hearing of the jury, excepting the one which occurred in open court in the presence of the presiding judge, and also excepting the demonstration made in the streets immediately after the announcement of the verdict, while the jury was being polled. Deponent neither witnessed nor heard of any misconduct on the part of any member of said jury at any time during the trial of the above-stated case, nor did deponent see anyone in or about the courthouse armed other than the officers of the law during this trial, or hear or know of any threats in or about said courthouse or in its vicinity, or elsewhere against the life of the said Leo M. Frank, who was on trial.